My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
SEC Media Days are kicking off. Greg Sankey is currently at the podium saying God knows what about how this conference is the best conference and everybody else pales in comparison.
Yeah, I'll paraphrase for you. We're God's gift to football. We're going to win every national championship. We deserve 9 spots in the college football playoff. Bend the rules to favor us.
Don't forget the other quote. We've helped ruin the sport, but it's not my responsibility to care about that.
It's not my fault the Pac-12 died.
So we may get some stuff out of SEC Media Day. I just think in general, seeing Media Days, Big 12 was nice. That was good. You got SEC. The ACC is going to start. And you got the Big 10 is last.
Yeah.
I think in general, just seeing the SEC logo, it's like, oh, my God. Football is almost here.
That's the part of it that gets exciting. There's not a lot that comes out of Media Days. You know, the interviews can be fun. When we get people from time to time or in years past when we've done Media Day shows, they've been really enjoyable. But it's just football being on your television.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Right.
Not fully football, but there's highlights. People are talking about the year. You realize we're like 6 weeks away from this thing beginning.
Which makes me kind of sad because I'm really enjoying my summer.
Summer's almost over, dude.
Yeah.
Milk it while it lasts.
It really is.
It's going quick.
Midway point tomorrow.
What did I tell you? It's going fast, man.
So I come back and there's a lot of sports that have happened and news that's happened. And I come back and it's like, oh, hey, all that stuff was last week.
It was all last week.
We want you to open Monday.
Oh, what do we got? Big topic of the day.
MLB All-Star break.
Let's go, baby.
Debate and anger
Ooh.
Over a player being added to the All-Star roster.
The Miz.
This
shows how out of tune of baseball I am. I had no clue who this guy was. Randomly turned on a game because I was bored last week.
Mm-hmm.
And they were playing the Dodgers. And he just happened to be pitching, and I'm like, damn, dude, this guy's – who the hell is this guy? I never heard of him before. He's unbelievable. And then I saw he made the All-Star team.
Now, I don't know if I'm saying his last name correctly, because all I've heard him reference as is The Miz, which is also a wrestler, so it's kind of confusing in some ways.
Yes, it is.
Jacob Mizorowski?
Mizorowski.
Mizorowski?
I think it's Roski. I think.
Rao or Ra?
Ra. Mizorowski. I thought.
Ortner's a degenerate. He's not helping at all.
No. He's hungover.
I have I'm not hungover. I have a Hawkinson accent, and you don't need me trying to pronounce things.
Yeah, because that's a thing.
What's the Hawkinson accent?
Means I mess people's names up, and instead of saying sorry, I blame my accent.
Oh, okay. That's a good call.
Gaslight.
He has made just 5 starts for the Brewers.
5 starts.
He's replacing my boy, Matty Boyd.
He is.
Did you see Matty Boyd's last outing, by the way?
Matt Boyd's had a hell of a year, man. Dude, what a cool resurgence of his career.
A great career he has had in Major League Baseball, under the radar Beaver. He had 8 shutout innings at Yankee Stadium.
Yep.
Like, that has to be a top 3 moment of your life.
I would imagine so. He's had a good MLB career.
He has.
But
yes.
He's been around a long time. To see him have this kind of year this late in his career is pretty badass.
But, so this Mizorowski guy is going to replace Boyd. He's an amazing young pitcher.
Yes, he is.
But he's made just 5 starts. This has pissed off multiple Philadelphia Phillies.
The Phillies are not happy about
it. Trey Turner said it's a joke. He said it's effing terrible. I mean, what? That's terrible, dude. And then Castellanos added that it's turning into the Savannah Bananas this guy.
I mean, let's calm down here, okay? Look, we love you. You hit home runs in really awkward, funny moments. And for that, Castellanos, we will always be a big fan of yours. Why don't we stay in our own lane here?
This is also
not the Savannah Bananas.
They were also arguing for Ranger Suarez and Christopher Sanchez as...
I'm going to go ahead and go out on a limb here, and maybe I'm out of pocket, and maybe most of America has not heard of Mizorowski, the Miz, out of Milwaukee, like me, until you watch him pitch, and then you'll be blown away with how good he is. Nobody wants to see Ranger Suarez pitch in the All-Star game.
This kid is 4-1 with a 2.83 ERA and 5 starts.
I mean, I'm not kidding you. I had not heard of him before. I don't follow prospects the way that I used to in baseball.
Sure.
I'm not quite as glued into the sport as I used to be.
He's 6'7". He throws 99.
He looks like he's 12. Have you seen a picture of him? I turn on the game and I'm like, who the hell is this kid on the mound for the Brewers? That was my first thought. And then he's shoving like 97 moving cutters and two seamers and striking everybody out and just dominating the Dodgers. And I was blown away. And then I looked up, you know, who he was and his prospect ranking. I'm like, damn, this guy's like the golden child of the Milwaukee Brewers organization. It is absolutely hilarious to me to see a sport go through this after we spent years saying, what did Major League Baseball do to grow in popularity? Promote their stars, promote their young players, give guys a platform to be seen. How many people around the country are watching Milwaukee Brewer baseball games?
Not a lot.
Not a lot of people, right? And if I didn't randomly stumble on one, I still would have never seen him pitch and been like, who's this kid for the Brewers? How the hell did he make the All-Star game? This is exactly what baseball needs to be doing. We did this last year with Paul Skeens, and nobody cared because he had Libby Dunn on his arm, and she was hanging out in the stands looking hot, and everybody's like, this is great. He's in the All-Star game. That was 11 starts. Is there a big difference between 5 and 11? 11's acceptable. 5 is inexcusable because this guy has some of the best stuff in the sport, and you should be promoting your young stars.
Skeens, by the way, fun fact, last year by the All-Star break, he was 4-1 with a 1.9 ERA.
Yeah.
He is now at the All-Star break this year. He's going to start. He's 4-8 with a 2 ERA.
He has not won a game.
He's not gotten worse in almost any way, and yet his record is terrible.
He has a 1.2 ERA in the month of July. Not long, only 14 days. 1.2 ERA in July. He has not won a game since May.
I'm trying to find. I had a stat.
He has not won a start since May.
Here it is.
That's truly depressing.
Here it is. I texted this to Ortner last week, actually. Uh-huh. I saw this. Only pitchers in Major League Baseball history to record a 19-start span with a sub-2 ERA, 90-plus strikeouts, and fewer than 5 wins are DeGrom and Skeens.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So even Mariner fan that's like, Felix 2.0. It's like, no, he's actually in a worse situation than somehow Felix was.
Felix could find a way to at least like be above 500.
And
barely.
When he won the Cy Young, I think he was 13 and 12.
He was like 13 and 12, I think, the year he won the Cy Young. But still, at least he was like, at least had a puncher's chance. He was never going to win 20 because their team was too bad. But this is a whole different
this
level,
is,
dude.
Oh, my God.
He hasn't
God.
Won a game since May. He's 4-8. If I told you your starting pitcher's record's 4-8, you'd think, that guy must suck.
Yeah.
He's got one of the best ERAs in the entire sport. It's depressing.
Now, there was a video that went viral a few weeks ago that was like a gal talking WNBA, and she was like, would Haley Van Lith even be in the NBA if she had 10,000 Instagram followers? And then people were like, no, she wouldn't. And then that did not age people got upset by that comment, and that lady ended up, to her credit, apologizing and saying, I probably shouldn't have done that. I'm sorry. No disrespect, man.
So basically saying the only reason she's on a team is because she's got a big social media following and she's kind of hot?
Well, I'm just asking, like, do you think that's what sports is and has been? Or, cause I'm not saying this Ms. Kid isn't deserving.
Sure.
But to the Phillies players, to play devil's advocate, it is only five starts.
Only five starts, sure.
So is this about...
To me, it's about capitalizing on one of your young stars. And for that, it's incredibly smart. I see the Van Lith argument. The difference there is that this guy legitimately might be one of the best pitchers in baseball over the next 10 years. And I think they are choosing the pathway of how do we give him a platform that people tune into. It's not going to work. It's like the hockey thing with the Four Nations. Everybody's like, man, this is great. They're fighting. Hockey's such a fun sport. Are you going to watch any more hockey? No, we all know the answer to that, but it's good for the moment. And you're like, hey, everybody's talking about the sport. This guy comes in and goes three up, three down, and strikes out the side in the All-Star game. Everybody will have the same, like, have you watched him pitch yet? Have you seen any of his highlights?
I've just seen his highlights. The only reason I know his name is because I've seen his highlights on SportsCenter, because when I'm in my home gym, I put SportsCenter on mute. Yeah.
And the Miz, it's a catchy nickname, right? Yes. It's one that you'll remember, and you mentioned the WWE star that has the same nickname. I think that's their hope of let's give this young guy a platform and maybe more people will care to follow him. I don't think it's going to work for him, but I'm glad at least baseball's doing something. Look, the Philly players are fine to gripe.
Suarez is 7-3 with a 1.9 ERA.
He's having a good year,
dude. I'd be pretty pissed, too.
I would be, too. The Giants had a relief pitcher make the All-Star game. It's not even a closer. You know how rare that is? Randy Rodriguez is a middle reliever, and he made the All-Star game. So I don't really know how any of this is working. Mm. But whenever they do something to be smart about promoting young stars, I'm all for it. And this guy seems to be can't miss.
Is the All-Star in baseball, you guys help me with this real quick, and then we'll go. Is All-Star in baseball becoming Pro Bowl in the NFL?
There's a little bit of that for sure.
Because it feels like I'm seeing a lot of replacements.
There's a lot of replacements.
Like Julio, I think, is backing out of this, right?
Julio backed out, so Randy Arozarena could be in.
Okay, all right.
But Julio, like, he's also already...
He said he wants to focus on the second half.
Because he's already done it a bunch, right? And he was kind of getting ripped for being...
Has he done it a bunch?
I think he's been twice.
Every year of his career. That is every
Cal
year
Ripken
of his career.
A bunch.
That's every year of his career so far he has been voted
in. He was
not
an All-Star last year. Will Ortner.
Apologize. 2 out of 3.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for UnitedHealthcare. I'm committed to care.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
Are you kidding me?
I apologize.
He's been in the All-Star game twice.
He's been in the league for three.
Yeah.
This is year four.
Twice. He's
apologize.
Two times is too many times to go to an All-Star
game?
Really?
Last year he wasn't in it, and you're like, he's been in it every year.
I think he was in like $1.90 going into July. He had a good second half last year.
He
got off to that horrific start.
He just got hot, too.
Being at it twice does not, I don't think, put you at a level of saying, I'm tired
of like
doing
it. That's like one of these old guys.
He's 66% on All-Star games.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Only been twice.
Now he's 75%.
But you're acting like him sitting out as him the equivalent of being in the All-Star game for like 12 straight years.
I've been a decade straight. Let some kid take my spot.
I'm gonna look up how many years Cal Ripken Jr.
75%.
Made the All-Star game.
I think Cal Ripken was in the All-Star game every year of his career, essentially.
Oh, easy there, buddy.
He was
in his last year.
He was known for not missing All-Star games. He was known for not missing games.
I mean, I think when you get an invite as an All-Star, you should always go because you never know.
Bro, he was a 19-time All-Star.
Well, who? Julio might get there. Julio's young.
He's already choosing to sit out.
He doesn't want to go play. There is something to that, though, because I think they have a rule where every team has to be represented.
Yeah.
So, like, there
That was put in a couple years ago.
There will be a Rocky in the All-Star game. There should be.
I've seen that kid. I forget the kid's name.
Who's going?
I forget what position, but they announced his name, and somebody looked up his stats, and he's batting like 202.
He's having 202.
Like, I think he has 14 dingers.
That guy's in the All-Star game.
Hunter Goodman.
Hunter Goodman.
Their catcher.
Couldn't tell you who that is for $1 million. What's the name of the Rockies catcher? Couldn't tell you. Dude, played him like 8 times.
When did we start deciding participation trophy for every team? What a bad decision.
It's one of those we feel like every city has to be represented, really dumb. Really dumb.
No, you don't.
I wish the NBA would do that because I was thinking this on my drive in. We will
Blazer?
Talk Blazers. When's the next time the Blazers have an All-Star?
This year. Young Hansen.
I mean, he probably will get the Chinese vote to get in.
Ordner has a 200-1 rookie of the year bet on this kid.
It's already looking pretty nice.
It's looking good. Cash it in. What's the buyout offer right now?
I'll pull it up in the break. I'll look.
Are they offering?
They're not offering a buyout.
Buyout time.
No, they're not offering.
You see those passes? It is All-Star Week, though. Welcome to All-Star Week, everybody.
It is All-Star Week. It's here.
Is the home run derby tonight? I was literally just going to ask that.
Yep, tonight.
Because it was on our show sheet, but our producer sometimes gets his dates wrong.
He absolutely does. I'm excited to watch it, though, tonight.
Okay.
See the big dumper hit some bombs.
All right.
Go take some dumps all over Atlanta.
We have a lot more to get into. We'll get into the Blazers stuff at the top. I got a 6:45 segment right up our alley, Baked with Brandon.
Oh.
I'll walk you through what that is. So, Dirt and Sprague, we're back with more. But first, Ortner with a sports update.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about UnitedHealthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At UnitedHealthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for UnitedHealthcare. I'm committed to care.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, And Lego bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego sets play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.